When we last left Mutant County, WLFC radio broadcasters Tad Bilchner and Whitley Quickman were knee-deep in a government conspiracy striking at the very core of their reality. The dome surrounding Mutant County was exposed as a lie that someone, or someones, was, or were, willing to kill to preserve. Intrepid young traffic reporter Dandy Walton reappeared after his fiery plane crash, having been rebuilt in a life-supporting mechano-exoskeleton, while a new sinister force was diabolically dabbling with a mysterious mind-wiping machine. But meanwhile, in an alternate timeline, far away from the radioactive fields of Mutant County, nestled on the coast of the all-American Midwest, boy detectives Franz and Joe Hardley are completing an interview on Newport, USA's premier morning talk show, Breakfast with Inyer. We take you there now.
Why, Franz, that's unbelievable. How did you solve the case?
Well, Inyer, we've realized over our hundreds of thousands of cases that there seems to be a running thread of humorous coincidences and sometimes punny names. Wouldn't you not agree, Joe?
I wouldn't not, friends. Seeing as how we were searching for someone who assaulted the owner of a big and tall menswear store and also imported a shipment of platform shoes, we deduced that we were searching for someone comically short.
Likely named Shorty, or perhaps even Tolly.
Of course. And you were correct. Always, Inyer. The perp was none other than Big Tiny Massive Small, notorious gangster, and we put him away for no short amount of time. Well done, Hardleys. I, as a proud Newport citizen, thank you for your service to our fair town, and thank you for coming on to our show. And thank you at home for being with us. I'm in your business, and I'll see you tomorrow on Breakfast with Inyer. And we're out. Thanks so much, Franz and Joe. I wonder if I might have a word with you now that the microphones are off. Should we head backstage, Inyer? Well, not necessary, Joe. Here on the soundstage, I'm certain no one can hear us.
This sounds serious, Inyer. What do you, stalwart journalist and radio/television host, need from us?
Well, friends, it's about a colleague of mine in nearby Clover County. Gosh, Clover County? The relaxed bucolic county a few hours train ride away, which houses the quaint towns of Ladyfinger, Edgemont Springs, Cheesedale, and two towns over? That's an impressive knowledge of our local geography, Joe. Yes, that's the county. I was contacted by a reporter friend of mine about some strange goings-on in the county. He wanted to meet in person.
Meetings with a contact in here? That sounds like the bread and butter of investigative journalism. What could go wrong?
Well, friends, just this. My colleague never arrived.
Sorry about that, Inyer. Just testing the speakers.
Yeah, no problem, Joel. That's right, Hardleys. He never arrived.
Oh, sorry. Dropped my pen on the button.
Okay, Joel. Well, Hardleys, as I was saying, he never arrived. You sure have a good collection of sound effects here, Inyer. That wasn't one for my show, Joe. That was triggered by the suspicious nature of the story I'm telling you. How suspicious? Let me tell you the details, Hardleys. I'll have to start at the beginning.
You better tell us all the details, Inyer. Start at the beginning.
First I received a letter from my distinguished colleague, which was, well, a bit strange. He suggested that some sort of group was increasing their presence in the county. The letter talked of black sedans that... Black sedans? The most suspicious vehicle of them all!
Yes, Joe. Followed by those shifty wood-paneled station wagons.
Yes. Well, in any case, Hardleys, the black sedans apparently started appearing on the streets, and my friend became very concerned. I thought nothing of it, really, until I got a phone call. Phone call? The most suspicious method of communication!
Yes, Joe. Just how does a voice travel along a wire?
That aside for the moment, in our phone call, my friend was quite upset. Apparently the number of sedans had increased, and with it also the number of men and women wearing black suits with white shirts and black ties. The most nondescript choice of wardrobe.
Yes, Joe. Are you sure they weren't the same person your friend saw, just in different places?
Yes, friends, quite sure. My colleague said that despite the increase of sales of pastrami on rye around lunch hour, lunch? The most suspicious.
Well, despite the increase in lunch sales, the townspeople were suspicious of the newcomers, and they dispatched my colleague, a local and very trusted journalist, to find out what the strangers were up to.
What responsible citizens!
The last thing my colleague told me was that he had found some information that these newcomers were planning something so dastardly and devious that he could only show and tell me in person. We set the date, but he never showed. And so he could never tell.
I hate it when show and tell gets interrupted, Inyer. Ever since that fateful day of the mystery of the pulled fire alarm. Don't worry, Inyer, we'll get to the bottom of this. Excellent, Hardys. My colleague's name is...
Sorry!
Did you manage to hear my colleague's name there, Hardleys, despite the ill-timed sound effect?
We sure did, Inyer. I've written it in my notebook here.
I have one more fact for you, Hardleys. The most suspicious fact yet. Not only did I lose contact with my contact, but I can't get through to Clover County at all.
Wow, Inyer. That's particularly suspicious, yes. We should get to Clover County.
Wait a second, Franz. I think I remember seeing several black sedans on the way over here.
Oh, you're right, Joe. They were all parked around a rental lot on Wafflecone Avenue, near Breadnut Road. We'd better get there and do some sleuthing.
I think you better get to Clover County, Hardleys. Isn't it more strange that I can't get through to them? I mean, I'm no private detective, but...
That's right, Inyer. Best leave the detecting to us. We'll get to the rotten bottom of this. Let's go, friends.
Awfully dark in here, Joe. Do you think low-key car rentals is open?
There are balloons outside next to that curious number of black sedans. The most suspicious of...
Yes, Joe, I remember. Suspicious.
You know, friends, I've been thinking.
Well, that's excellent, Joe. About anything in particular?
Well, friends, do you think we're grasping at straws here? Even though black sedans are the most suspicious of vehicles, and there are a curious number of them lining the streets outside, could it be possible that they have nothing to do with a county that's only a few hours train ride away?
Don't second-guess your instincts, Joe. Our razor-sharp, cutting-edge sleuthing instincts have never led us wrong before.
Well, except in the case of the tangled plugged-in power cords.
Oh, yes, that maybe wasn't the best time for our cutting-edge instincts.
Hello there!
Ah!
Oh, I'm terribly sorry for startling you, young men. Welcome to Low-Key Automobile Rentals. May I convey to you information about a vehicle for conveyance?
top-notch wordplay, sir. I think that your eye might be, trying to get out of your head, sir?
The left one? Oh, no. When it's trying to escape, it looks more like this.
Oh!
Oh, yes, it is quite the little devil. But as long as I keep an eye on it, it stays put. It even lines up with the right eye when it's feeling eye to eye.
That sure is good of it, Mr.
Suspicious, young man. Angus Suspicious. My friends call me Un.
Well, Mr. Suspicious, we're Franz and Joe Hardley, teenage detectives extraordinaire.
I see. Is there something about my humble automobile rental shop that needs extraordinary detecting?
Well, it's like this. Suspicious.
Yes, what is it like?
Suspicious.
Yes?
No, it's suspicious.
No, you are correct, Mr. Hardley. I am Mr. Suspicious.
Well, I wasn't going to say so, but you are awfully suspicious.
Awfully suspicious, Mr. Hardley. Either you're talking about my poor deceased mother or something is going on here. Either way, you better tell me all the details about why you're here.
We've come on behalf of a journalist.
Joe, can I speak to you outside for a moment? We should take a look at the available models before we decide what we want to rent. Come on.
What's going on, Franz? We were getting somewhere in there.
Joe, I can't help but think that the situation here, from all these sedans to the irritating wordplay, right down to the man's name is, well, not to flog a dead horse, but suspicious.
Well, I hear you, Franz, but he was starting to talk.
Was he, Joe? Or was he making you talk?
Lord Williker's monocle! You're right, Franz. Well, I was about to tell him all about the case.
He's up to something, Joe. I'd bet my next piece of Ma's blueberry pie on it.
Well, friends, you must be sure. Well, how do we make him talk?
I've got a plan. Follow my lead.
Welcome back, Hardleys. Have you decided on a make and model that suits your unique requirements?
Sir, we find you to be a bit suspicious, and I...
No, Mr. Hardley, I'm unsuspicious. A bit suspicious is a cousin of mine, although he's gained some weight in the last few years, so now we all call him a lot suspicious.
Yes, well, coincidentally named relatives aside for the moment, we were just noting that all those parked cars outside... Well, say, Joe... Don't you think our father, Denton Hardley, of the Newport Police Department, would be interested in those parked cars?
Our father? Oh, yeah, the man in charge of the parking enforcement in our fair city of Newport. Yeah. I'm sure he would be very interested in those black sedans, double and triple parked on the streets and the easements outside.
He does love writing a good ticket, doesn't he, Joe? In fact, may I borrow your phone, Mr. Suspicious? It's almost Father's Day, and what a gift...
Oh, no, not parking enforcement. All right, Hardley, I'll tell you what you want to know.
Excellent choice, Suspicious. Now spill it. Why all the black sedans?
I'm only the humble owner of a franchise, young man. I have to accept vehicles rented from all the other locations across the country.
So all these vehicles came from somewhere else? They're not yours, Mr. Suspicious?
Why would I have so many black sedans, the most suspicious of all motor vehicles? Oh. Now that I mention it, it might be good brand recognition.
Where did they come from, Suspicious?
I don't know, Hardley. All I know is that they all came at once, one after the other, and it took a lot of scrubbing to get all the radioactivity out of the upholstery.
I'm sure that was a challenge, yes. Mr. Suspicious, where is the closest location of low-key car rentals outside of our fair city of Newport?
Let me see. Which is sometimes a challenge, what with this wonky eye. There's one in Slop Bouquet, two locations in Wits End, and one just outside of Looking In. But the closest is in Ladyfinger in Clover County.
Did you hear that, Franz? Clover County, the same county that was mentioned earlier in the place where the missing man...
Yeah, I don't need a plot refresher, Joe. I was there.
Oh, yeah, right, Franz, sorry. We've got to get to Clover County, to the train station.
Thank you, Mr. Suspicious. You've been very helpful. Okay, let's go, Joe.
Yes, I was very helpful, wasn't I? One might even say, suspiciously helpful.
Horror of horrors! Have the Hardleys been set on the track of a diabolical scheme that neither they nor we know anything about? Is Mr. Suspicious in league with the renters of the black sedans in order to ensnare the Hardleys in a web of deceit and lies that caught the very fellow they're trying to find themselves? Is Franz's next piece of blueberry pie actually up for grabs? Because I wouldn't mind getting in on that if it is. Find out next time. When the amazing adventures of the Hardley boys takes them straight into the heart of Clover County. Sure, Clover County may not sound very dramatic to you, but what if I told you it's more commonly referred to as Mutant County?